Book 4, The Lost Professor. Set on Bikini Bottom Island, Cookie and Cupcake are staying at the Hairball Hilton, looking over the catamaran sea, and as we later discover, an invisible fabled realm. Atlantia. The Prelude.
Deep in the darkest depths of the catamaran sea, beneath an island of natural coral, lays the spiritual remains of an ancient cat colony. In the murky annals of cat history, a kernel of immortal truth still lives, laying like a pearl in a fist of oyster for any cat adventurous enough or diligent enough to dive deeper than is possible to find it.
In The Lost Professor, our two vacationing detectives befriend an elderly gentle cat who's on a search for a lost realm.
His graying sideburns and squirrel's nest mop of hair gave him the rumpled distinction of a scientist or scholar.
Cookie, I suspect that about strange happenings, the professor is more informed than either of us.
Yep. I've been on this island for years. Right. My mission, to unlock the secret beneath it. I've been looking for Atlantia.
Well, so is everybody, but you know no one has ever found it.
According to my latest research, it's still out there, just off the coast. But it happens to be invisible. I'm trying to find a workable formula to reverse the invisibility factor. Of course, I have to first establish the formula for invisibility before I can reverse it. I just can't see it yet. When I do, well, then you won't be able to see it at all. But then obviously you will. You see, don't you?
Whoa. Out of sight.
Meanwhile, the magician, now an aspiring art thief, would love to get his paws on such a formula.
To become invisible at will. I've been long planning this heist. A paw claw? An A warthole? A Picasso? A Van Cough? Kitten with a silver earring by Van Sneer. The painting will be mine.